Thank you for joining us tonight on Max TV, WIAA Division 5 basketball tournament. Your McDonald Central Lady Max, 20-3 on the year, the number one seed against the 3-19 Prentice Buccaneers out of the Merrowood North. They are the number 16 seed. The starting five for Prentice tonight, they will go with several players that have really showed some promise. But, again, playing against a tough conference there in the Merrowood North and the Merrowood South, not an easy go of it. But they'll start Christy Hartman. She is a senior at 5'1", a guard. Also, Leah Toombs, a fellow senior, 5'7", forward. Carissa Harding is a junior in this starting lineup for head coach Chris Johnson. She wears number 15, Callie Hakenin, and that's a name that we expect to be calling a lot. She's just a freshman, don't actually have a height listed, but 12.1 points per game for Hakenin. And then Mallory Burkaw, another junior on this starting five for head coach Chris Johnson. We'll be joined by Mark Maloney in just a moment here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV, and we'll get you your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, we were just we appreciate Mr. Misfelt there getting our view a little unobstructed, as it was hard to see how much time was remaining in the clock. So we've got about 3 minutes left in pregame warmups, but we were just thinking as we were going through the game, it'd be nice to be able to see a little bit better. So some of those things going on behind the scenes. And thank you again, Greg Misfelt.
Now it looks like it. Oh, there, now he's going back up. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, we don't want this obstructed view.
Well, again, as we look at these two teams here, it's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you live on Max TV here tonight for this regional quarterfinal in Division 5. On paper, obviously, McDonald is expected to dominate this game, and we probably will see a talent disparity tonight. Nothing against this Prentice team, and they have a very talented freshman in Callie Hakenin, who averages over 12 points per game. But when you're a team that has state aspirations, you need to play like it, and not just when you get to the sectional level or a regional final. You need to play like it from game one.
Yes, and these girls need to, you know, I mean, he's got a full crew on down there of 15 girls. He suits up as many as you can. I think that's the limit you can have is 15. You know, and hopefully these girls come out in the first half and, like you said, play up to our caliber. It's sometimes you play down to your opponent's level sometimes, and, you know, we want to make them play up to our level. So hopefully these girls come out and start off with a bang.
So your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald final state rankings before the playoffs, according to Wisports.net, was ranked number 4 in the state in Division 5. But again, the rankings mean nothing. It's one and done time. And can they get the job done here tonight? We are looking forward to bringing it to you live on Max TV. Tell a friend. You can share it on Facebook, live on Facebook, or link to it from our at WOGO Sports Twitter feed, at WOGO Radio on Facebook as well, or McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. Game time coming up right after this on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests.
They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Starting lineups being introduced now. WIA Division 5 tournament for the Prentice Buccaneers. Senior Christy Hartman, number 5, 5'1 guard, 3.3 points per game. Leah Toombs, a senior, number 11, 5'7 forward, 3.4 points per game. Carissa Harding, she's a junior, 5'8 forward, 3.2 points per game. Callie Hakenen, the talented freshman, leading scorer for this team at 12.1 points per game at the guard. And Mallory Burkaw, a junior, 10.6 points per game for the 5'6 forward, Chris Johnson, head coach of Prentice. For your McDonald Central Lady Max, under the direction of eighth-year head coach Don Cooper. Destiny Boffman, 5'7", senior guard, number 0, 6.3 points, 6.6 rebounds. Marley Hughes, a 5'9", junior small forward, number 1, 9.6 points per game, second on the team in assists and 2 steals per game. Also, Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore guard, number 22, 11.7 points per game, leads the team in assists and 4.6 rebounds for good measure. Lauren Dietz, 5'4", senior guard, number 24, just under 17 points per game to lead the team, leads the team at 7.4 rebounds per game as well. And Abby Petronovich rounds out the starting five, 5'10", senior center, number 42, 3 points and 7 rebounds per game. And we are set and ready to begin as the tip won by Prentice, clad in the jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the burnt red numerals and lettering and the white outlines. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, royal blue numerals trim, and piping an early turnover underneath the basket by the Prentice Buccaneers. A bounce pass goes astray into the McDonald student section.
Good come out on a man-to-man defense right away.
Emily Cooper across the logo at midcourt. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Regional quarterfinal action live on Max TV over on Wogo Radio, Chi High Hockey. So Lauren Dietz drops through a foul line jumper. That's 1,040 points for her career and counting. It's 2-0 McDonald. Into the right wing for the Prentice Buccaneers. That's Leah Toombs. Toombs throws a pass away in the paint, stolen by Abby Petronovich. Push ahead left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz hesitation, dribble, splits two defenders, soars to the cup and scores.
She's on her game already.
Four for Lauren Dietz. In the backcourt, Christy Hartman, the senior. Again, three seniors, a junior, and a freshman, the starting five. Quick blocking foul called far side of the floor.
Emily Cooper.
That will be her first, team's first, 16:53, a minute 7 gone by in the first half. Far side of the floor, Prentice will inbound. They'll drop it in, almost poked away. Leah Toombs, the intended recipient, and she did lose it out of bounds.
Bounced it off her shin.
So McDonald will move it across the timeline, left to right, leading 4-0, just over a minute into the first half of this regional quarterfinal. Lady Macs, the number one seed against the 16th seed at Prentice Buccaneers. Marley Hughes rotates left side. Lauren Dietz in the left corner, a little head fake. Long cross-court skip, Marley Hughes. Hughes holding, skips to Emily Cooper. Deep three right in front of the Prentice bench. Off the front of the rim, long rebound out to Marley Hughes, right back to Emily Cooper. Cooper driving in the lane, teardrop runner, goes glass and good. 6-0 McDonald.
Perfect.
16-15 and counting, first half. Hartman across the timeline, check there. By McDonald's Emily Cooper. Carissa Harding, right wing, back up top to Hartman. Hartman, the senior, against the sophomore. Right wing feed for Harding. We'll leave it off left side. Runner in the baseline, knocked away temporarily by Petronovich. Kicked out. Open look at a 16-foot jumper. No offensive rebound. Yes, counted, and a foul. Off the miss by Carissa Harding. A putback and one. And that's going to be Callie Hakenin.
Marley got kind of boxed out there in a bad spot. Caused the foul.
So Hakenin, the talented freshman, makes it 6-2, then 6-3. Cooper up top. Goes right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz up top, Destiny Boffman, who just hit two threes, left wing back to Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes up top to Lauren Dietz. Dietz flips off for Destiny Boffman. Boffman back to Marley Hughes, head fake, ponytail flying. Beautiful no-look, bounce pass, Abby Petronovich doesn't roll it in from low on the right. And the rebound pulled down. Hartman locked with it in the backcourt.
And I knew the way Emily is playing defense, she's such a great defender on that crossover dribble. She's going to be picking that off regularly throughout the evening.
I'll apologize, correct myself. That's Mallory Burkaw who had the first 3 points, number 25, not number 23.
That's what I was kind of thinking. But I couldn't see the number there if it was 25 or
sometimes
23.
Sometimes the ponytail covers it up a little bit. Up top, Lauren Dietz. Dietz, jab step, leaves it for Marley Hughes. Hughes for her first three of the night, just off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Hartman. 6-3 McDonald, 3 minutes gone by here, first half on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Hakenin drops it off left side, tipped out of bounds, staying with the Prentice Buccaneers. 14:51 to play. Prentice will inbound. Holding is Hakenin. Drops into Leah Toombs. Toombs up top. Works into the right corner just inside the arc. That's Harding. Drops it off to the left block. Kick back out Leah Toombs. Toombs fires it in. Working in Burkaw, a little baby hook, doesn't quite fall. Comes up a bit short, long push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz down the left side of the lane. Layup comes up short. Rebound steamed out of there, Christy Hartman. Hartman, offensive foul, a little bit of a push-off. Far side of the floor. Close defense by Emily Cooper.
Great defense.
14:28 remaining. First substitution of the Knights. Hartman out, and number 21, Leah Niels, she's a 5'3" sophomore guard, comes into the game. Niels, 6.2 points and a steal every game. Marley Hughes up top to Destiny Boffman, straight on. Rotates left side, Emily Cooper steps back, 4-3, splashed it right through the bottom of the net, Emily Cooper.
Beautiful. She's got such a great shot.
She has 5 to lead McDonald, 9-3. Almost 4 minutes gone by in the first half of this regional quarterfinal. Hand off up top. Hakenin, cross-court pass almost lost near midcourt. Abby Petronovich steps in front of another pass, and Abby patrolling the passing lane so far. Timeout taken. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WoGo Sports.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV tonight. Watch and listen to the game via the McDowell Area Catholic Schools Facebook page, or you can link to it from at WOGO Sports on Twitter or on Facebook, McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Lots of places to find and share the action here tonight. 9-3, the Lady Max lead the visitors, the Prentice Buccaneers. Passing defense by Marley Hughes, and that's a travel on Carissa Harding, the junior. Harding's got a little height, but Marley that time making her just a little bit tentative.
Yeah, they're playing really tight defense.
Emily Cooper up top. Cooper down the right side of the lane. Gets some English with a flip to the cup. And Emily Cooper with 7 points. That was a tough angle for that shot. Glass, and Cooper almost knocks it away in the backcourt. Drive to the hoop. High off the glass and good.
That was 23.
And that's Callie Hakenin with her first basket. Answering on the other side for McDonald. I missed that one.
I did too.
13-5, McDonald. 5 minutes gone by, first half. Feed into the paint. Little push shot up.
It's 23 again.
For Hakenin. Hakenin has 4 points. 13-7, McDonald. Left wing, Emily Cooper, thought about a fast three. Pulls it up at the left elbow, back to Destiny Boffman in the left corner. Boffman to Marley Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane, kick out Emily Cooper. Cooper spots up for another three. That one comes up short. Long rebound out to a leaping Lauren Dietz. Fires a pass down low. Marley Hughes off the glass and good.
That was a beautiful pass by Lauren Dietz to Marley.
Marley Hughes with her first bucket. And now Marley steps in front of a pass in the paint, pushing the other way. McDonald with a three-on-three. Lauren Dietz drives right down the lane and scores. Dietz with 6.
Well, payback there from Marley.
17-7, McDonald. Again, all of our point tallies are going to be unofficial. They're always unofficial, but especially until we can
figure
out. We're
short a bucket somewhere.
We were looking down, and someone scored for McDonald. Tweet at WOGO Sports if you know who that was that we missed. Spinning in the lane, quick foul as Mallory Burkoff forcing the issue.
Marley picking up her second.
Two quick fouls here in the first half on Marley Hughes. And McDonald set to substitute Emma Stelter and Aubrey Dorn. Burkoff at the line for the second time tonight. Looked good on the first one, but she's long on this attempt. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop, in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Emma Stelter, the 5'6 senior forward, number 21. Aubrey Dorn, 5'11 sophomore forward, number 23 into the game as the second free throw for Burkoff goes down. It's a little rim, nice roll. 17-8 is our score right now. Emily Cooper backtracking on the right wing. Cooper looks left side. Lauren Dietz. Dietz looking to the high post, then back to Cooper on the left wing. Aubrey Dorn rotates back to Lauren Dietz, thought about the three, instead skips it out to Destiny Boffman. Corner three, right side, just off the front of the rim, and Aubrey Dorn going to get called for an over-the-back foul. It's a good position there by Burkoff.
And I was just informed it was Lauren that scored that layup.
All right. Thank you, Carter. We appreciate that. Lauren has 8 points then. So 8 for Lauren Dietz, 7 for Emily Cooper, 2 for Marley Hughes as McDonald's put up 17 so far in the early going of this one, 17-8. On the left wing, a little bit of a tentative dribble, almost a steal by Carissa Harding. Destiny Boffin trying to poke it away in the backcourt. Sydney Flanagan just came into the game. Number 20, the senior, into the right corner. Aubrey Dorn, hassling defense on Burkoff. Burkoff travels in the paint. And again, you can just see the comfort level is not there for this Buccaneers team right now because of the athleticism, the speed of McDonald, and it's not overwhelming with offense. It's with defense.
Yeah.
they've done so many times this year. Aubrey Dorn, left corner, long cross court skip, knocked away and stolen. Someone got a hand there.
Yeah. And again, we talked about that down at Osseo when they went against Spencer. Them cross court passes weren't very crisp.
Aiken and kick out to Burkaw. Burkaw tries a three. That one clanks off the side of the iron. Rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper's going to push across the logo. Drops it down into the corner. Sydney Flanagan floats it back up top. Works Emily Cooper from Destiny Boffman. Emily Cooper maintaining a right-handed dribble back to Sydney Flanagan. Sydney the senior. Up top to Cooper the sophomore. Emily directing some traffic. Leaves it for Flanagan. Curling at the top of the key. Emily Cooper right wing. Ball fake goes between her legs. Flips left side. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan open. Look at a three. You better believe it. The splash for the senior.
She can shoot.
Sydney Flanagan makes it 20-8, McDonald. Under 10 to go first half. Flip down to the right block. Destiny Boffman, good defense. A wild pass. Retreat bobbled in the corner. Flanagan comes up with a steal. Sydney lost the handle momentarily. Now we'll slow it down on the right wing. Flanagan leaves it for Destiny Boffman. Left side. Emily Cooper wide open. 4-3.
Oh.
Yep.
Pure shot.
Emily Cooper, her second hit from long range. And she has 10 of McDonald's 23. A timeout. Taking a full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball live on Max TV.
Work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
All right, we have double shout-outs, an early military shout-out because Kristen Levesser also letting us know the one time this year when we missed who scored. Thank you.
And a happy birthday to Kristen. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Kristen. Turnover in the corner as Christy Hartman comes back into the game and lost the handle. 9:29 remaining in the first half. It's been all McDonald so far. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on Max TV. And Kristen adds that score we missed by Lauren was off a nice pass, a dish from Emily Cooper. There's one we didn't miss. Lauren Dietz takes over the game high in points as she bottoms a three from the left corner pocket. 11 for Dietz, 10 for Cooper, two Lady Macs in double digits already in this game. 26-8 McDonald with 9:06 remaining. First half, almost reaching the halfway point of half number one. And inbounding far side of the floor, Callie Hakenin. Freshman holding, drops it in to Hartman, the senior. Senior against senior, matched up against Sydney Flanagan. Bumping off just a bit. Hartman picks up her dribble, working the pivot foot, looking for help, and finds it at the right elbow. Into the right corner. Cross-court pass. Dangerous pass knocked away by Emma Stelter. It's loose, and Lauren Dietz retrieves. Dietz back to Sydney Flanagan running the point. McDonald leading 26-8. 8:45 to go. Lauren Dietz, right wing, up top, Marley Hughes. Marley playing with those two fouls. Amber Adams just came into the game as well. Adams, the 5'9" senior power forward, number 11. She scored 19 in a game this year against Medford back over Christmas break. Lauren Dietz thought about the three, instead pulls up from 16. Front rim, no. Foul, yes. Yeah. Lauren Dietz going to the line. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. That's sim4kids.com. Lauren notches the first free throw, makes it 27-8, McDonald. Substitutions. Leah Toombs back in. Dietz, second free throw is perfect. Aaron Dietz with 13. Donna leads 28-8. Hakenin picks up her dribble in the backcourt, drops it off for Hartman. Hartman pushes across the timeline in front of the scorer's table. Almost knocked away by Sydney Flanagan. Left side, Hakenin, the freshman. Against Lauren Dietz, the senior. Drops it off right wing. They'll work to the corner right in front of the McDonald bench. Over 8 minutes to play. Amber Adams deflects a pass. Retrieved by Sydney Flanagan. Leaves off for Marley Hughes. Hughes across the logo. Right side feed Flanagan, who's already hit a three here tonight. Amber Adams right corner stepping on the three-point arc. Gets it back from Lauren Dietz. Cross-court skip. Marley Hughes. Hughes holding on her hip. Left side, Lauren Dietz. Lauren back to Marley. Left of the circle. Sydney Flanagan rotates to Amber Adams. Adams looking to the post. Nothing there right now. Emma Stelter calling for it. Left to Lauren Dietz. Dietz for another three. Oh. She can't be stopped tonight. Lauren Dietz. My goodness, what a half. 16 for Lauren Dietz. She has over half of McDonald's points as they lead 31-8. 7:15 and counting to go. Hakenin drops it off in the post. Quick foul on Emma Stelter, who said she's going straight up. The officials said that's a foul on Mallory Burkaw going to the line for the third time here tonight. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Burkaw hits the first. She has three made free throws tonight. Bree Dorn comes in for Sydney Flanagan. Stelter out. And Lanice Boffman sees her first action tonight, the 5'1 senior forward and guard, number 30, one of the captains on this team, along with Lauren Dietz and Emma Stelter. Second free throw for Burkaw comes up short. She gets her own rebound off the carom, puts up a 10-footer. No offensive rebound again for Prentice. Blocked on the way up by Aubrey Dorn. Scramble for the ball underneath. Aubrey goes up tall, but a foul called. That's going to be Burkaw again going to the line. McDonald's committed six fouls.
She's doing a good job, fighting for offensive rebounds here and getting fouled while she's doing it.
That's the second on Aubrey Dorn. First free throw for Burkaw is perfect. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Second free throw comes up short. Aubrey Dorn retrieves. 31-10. McDonald, long lead pass to Lanice Boffman. Perfectly dropped right in the basket from Marley Hughes, and Lanice up and in for two.
Oh, she almost had that steal.
33-10, McDonald. Under 7 minutes to go, first half. Nice feed in the paint, going glass and good.
42.
A new player into the
43?
Game.
3?
It's 43, that's Brooke Gillette. Again, we apologize that Prentice uniforms aren't the easiest to read. Denise Boffman, right corner, just inside the arc. Lanice to Amber Adams, rotates to Marley Hughes, left wing. Marley puts it on the floor with the right hand at the foul line to Lanice. Lanice down the lane, attacking the hoop. No, rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Gillette of Prentice. Destiny Boffman, Emily Cooper, Abby Petronovich in. Adams out, Dorn out, Hughes out for Don Cooper and the Lady Max with 6:10 to play here in the first half, 33-12. The Lady Max of McDonald Central. Emily Cooper will trigger in this out-of-bounds play. Cooper holding. Drops it off for Lauren Dietz in the right corner. Game she's having, you don't want to leave Lauren open anywhere right now. Emily Cooper in the paint.
Or
flips
Emily.
Up a teardrop shot from 10 feet. And Cooper now with 12 points. By herself, she's now a steal as well. Emily by herself has equaled the point tally. She unloads for three. In and out. Offensive rebound. Put back Abby Petronovich.
It's nice to see her scoring, cleaning up some good offensive boards.
25-point lead for McDonald. 37-12. Just over 5.5 to go in the first half of this regional quarterfinal WIAA Division 5 tournament. Right corner, Lanice Boffman. Some hassling defense. A block by Emily Cooper, but a foul coming. I'm not sure if they saw that on the block.
I think it was the Lanice
from behind, perhaps. That's the team's seventh foul. Well, Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Hartman, her first points, and she knocks through the first free throw. Gillette's going to take his seat for Coach Chris Johnson. Hartman looking to go 2 for 2 on this trip to the charity stripe, and she will. A good stroke there by the senior. It's 37-14, McDonald. 5:25 to go. Cooper jogs across the timeline, right wing. Emily Cooper, left elbow, back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz jabbing, driving baseline, gets inside her defender. Shot won't fall from 5 feet. Offensive rebound, Lauren Dietz. Back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper right of the circle.
Nice rebound there by Lauren, and just reset the offense.
Denise Boffman in the lane, out to sister Destiny. Destiny Boffman to Emily Cooper. Cooper head fake as a player falls to the ground. That's Burkaw, I believe. Kick out, Lanice Boffman. 16-footer, drained it. Left baseline, Lanice Boffman came to play tonight, the captain with 4 points, and it's 40-14, McDonald.
Was that a two or a three?
I believe that was a, well, I think it was a two.
Was it?
Kristen,
is that a two or a three?
Is that a two or a three? Out to Lanice Boffman. Boffman driving into the lane. Goes by everybody. A little bit too strong off the glass. Abby Petronovich, offensive rebound, lost it off of her sneaker and out of bounds with 4:21 remaining, 40-14. The Lady Macs lead. Well, is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Macs basketball right here on WOGO. If you're planning to build a new home, contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Three from the right corner, no good. Destiny Boffman with the rebound. Push ahead to Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper. Drop down at the right block. Abby Petronovich blocked on the way up. She will go to the line, shooting two, that foul. Going against
33,
Ryan Gorski, the senior, 6-footer, a forward. Abby Petronovich goes to the line. And a little long on the first free throw. Abby comes into this game shooting 63% from the foul line. Callie Goulet will come into the action. Number 25, the 5'10 sophomore forward.
Kristen believed it was a two.
All right. That's what I saw, too. Thank you, Kristen, for being our spotter from afar. The birthday girl, we're putting her to work.
In South Carolina.
A whole Max family from all over the world joining us here on Max TV. Second free throw for Petronovich. That one a little bit long. Rebound pulled down by Hartman of Prentice. 40-14 McDonald, under four to play first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on Max TV. Over on Mogo Radio, Chi High Hockey in the sectional semifinal against Superior over at Chippewa Area Ice Arena. Hartman trying to avoid a 5-second count. She'll drop it off on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Leah Niels. Goes right corner. Back to Gillette. Fires along the baseline. Pass lost out of bounds. Hartman got a hand on it. Could not haul it in. Substitution as Gillette will exit. And Layla Hakenin, the junior, into the game for head coach Chris Johnson. 40-14 McDonald, under 3.5 to go here in the first half. WOGO Sports live on Max TV. Destiny Boffman up top, rotates Emily Cooper. Short corner feed. Abby Petronovich back to Cooper left wing. Cooper finds Marley Hughes at the left elbow. Marley pivots down to Callie Goulet. Goulet finds Destiny Boffman back out to Marley. Straight on for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound batted down. One by Prentice. In right wing to Hartman. Drops into the right corner. Back to Hartman. Emily Cooper steps in front of that pass and another steal for the McDonald sophomore. Emily Cooper keeping the head up. Lost the handle for a moment in the lane. Kick out Destiny Boffman. Open look at a three. Right corner pocket. Clanks off the back iron. Offensive rebound. Abby Petronovich to Marley Hughes. With 2:39 to go. 40-14 McDonald working the offense. Destiny Boffman up top. Rotates to Emily Cooper. She'll try a three. No hesitation, nor should she. Splashes another.
Yeah, I was marking that down as she let it go.
Lauren Dietz and Emily Cooper feeling it here tonight. 43-14 McDonald. Down Brown will sub in three at the next stoppage. 2:14 and counting. Hartman hassled by Cooper. Picks up her dribble and a handoff in the corner. Space is getting tight down there. Back to Hartman. Right block. She lost it between Petronovich and Cooper, and a foul called. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the Kindergarten Referral Program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org.
Put the foul on Abby.
Team's eighth, Petronovich is first. That will send Hartman to the line for a 1-1. She's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. Hartman, the senior, first free throw is short. Broadcaster's jinx there, I guess, is Boffman with the rebound. Under two to play, 43-14. McDonald, WIAA Division 5 regional quarterfinal. First half moving quickly here. Amber Adams at the foul line out to Sydney Flanagan, who already has a 3 here tonight. Right corner feed, Destiny Boffman. Destiny back to Marley Hughes on the right wing. He's been playing with two fouls for a while and has stayed clean. Right wing feed to Hughes. He's backtracking with a dribble to Sydney Flanagan. Snaps off a three. That one comes up short. Maybe somebody got a piece of that. Emma Stelcher, the captain, with an offensive rebound. Whips it back up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes feeds Flanagan, right wing. Back up top, Hughes, high post feed. Amber Adams turns, leaves it back for Marley Hughes. Rotates to Sydney Flanagan. Drops off Destiny Boffman back up top to Hughes with a minute 15 to go. Sydney Flanagan driving left baseline. Flanagan backtracking out to Hughes. Rotates right of the circle. Destiny Boffman back to Marley Hughes. Working the ball movement. Destiny Boffman to Marley. Long cross court skip. Sydney Flanagan on the left wing. Flanagan to Destiny Boffman. Left corner. Open for three. That one just off the side of the rim. Rebound to Burkaw. 48 seconds to play first half, 43-14 McDonald. Hartman up top. Drops a bounce to the right wing. Feed to the left elbow. No hesitation on the jumper. Off the glass and good. That is Mallory Burkaw, who's handled most of the scoring tonight for the Prentice Buccaneers. Timeout taken.
30-second
break, and we're back here on WOGO Sports.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the Kindergarten Referral Program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Thank you for joining us tonight. WIAA Division 5 quarterfinal action here over on WOGO Radio 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. A tough opening period for Chi-High Hockey as they trail Superior 2-0 after one, and hopefully the Cards can mount a comeback like they did against North last week. Under 30 seconds to play in the first half, Marley Hughes takes the inbounds from Sydney Flanagan, working the dribble near midcourt. Hughes picks it up. Long cross-court skip, Lauren Dietz. Dietz takes a deep three. She cannot miss tonight.
Another great shot. I love that angle we have on those shots.
Lauren Dietz with 19 points, 46-16 McDonald with 8 seconds left. A high dribble in the paint. Drop down low. Offensive rebound off the miss. Cindy Flanagan pulls it out for McDonald in a commanding first-half lead for the Lady Max. After we have finished one half complete, it's a 30-point advantage for McDonald. Your halftime score, the Lady Max 46, the Prentice Buccaneers 16. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on Max TV. This is WOGO Sports presentation of Lady Max Basketball.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround business express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. For more information,
switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
The Lady Macs lead by 30 at the half. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs are halftime tradition. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start right at the top with our son Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. We're a week away from going down to see Alex. We haven't been down there to see him for about 6 years. He's been home, but we need to get down there and see him. That's happening next Wednesday. Joy Kabishik out at Holloman Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Dover Air Force Base. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, currently in Africa. Jacob Klukas, currently in Las Vegas. Sarah Pass and Bovee in the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Guard. Major Corey Abair in the Marine Corps. And Miss Kristen Levesser Davis, who is listening to us, watching us on live stream, helping us out with a lot of stats here that we're missing. She's actually doing her annual training right now at Charleston Air Force Base in South Carolina. Carter Billen in the Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. Noah Stewart down at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo in the Marine Corps down in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad with the Chippewa Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess out of Germany, currently in Africa. And Matt Palver down at Laughlin Air Force Base, Texas. So we're ready to start here. And again, as volatile as this world is, thank you to all of our military.
All right, deepest debt of gratitude. And again, in what we hope is a very long playoff run for the McDonald girls and boys, we'd love to have your additions to the Mark Maloney's military shout-out list. McDonald, original starting five on the floor. Quick three, left corner. That one off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound off the miss by Destiny Boffin. Cooper's runner is no good, and the rebound finally dug out of there by Prentice. So Petrovic, Destiny Boffman, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, and Lauren Dietz starting five in the first and second half. For head coach Don Cooper, McDonald leads 46-16 here on Max TV. Burkoff splashes a long jumper from just outside the right elbow.
Was that
Haken?
Yep,
I'm sorry,
Haken. 23.
So Haken in.
Again, the ponytails.
There you go. 46-18, McDonald. Long cross-court skip to Emily Cooper from Lauren Dietz. Lauren Dietz just inside the right elbow. Dietz drives in hard, looking for a foul, won't get it, lost it out of bounds. And the possession will stay with McDonald as it is last touched.
I'm wondering how long Coach Cooper will keep some of these girls out there, maybe switch off.
Inbounds knocked back. Right out of bounds along the baseline. Good hands there by Carissa Harding. Marley Hughes triggers into Lauren Dietz just outside the left block. Flips it up top. Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Marley. Marley leaves it for Cooper. Cooper wide open for three. Left side just off the back rim. Destiny Boffin tracks down the rebound. Saves it back to Petrovic in the corner. Petrovic going up hard. Someone got a piece of that on her way up. Now Abby fighting for it. And Destiny Boffin creates some chaos. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Yep. Last touched by Prentice. Staying with McDonald.
Good fight there by Abby and Destiny.
And it will be Marley Hughes triggering in underneath. Marley loads up top. Emily Cooper right side to Marley Hughes. Cooper between the circles now. To Marley right wing. Hughes to Destiny Boffin just inside the foul line. Open look at a three right corner. No for Lauren Dietz. Seems like about the first three she's missed here tonight.
Yeah.
19 in the first half. Both she and Emily Cooper almost outscored Prentice individually. Jumper from the right baseline. No good for Haakonen. Marley Hughes slows it down a bit across the timeline. Right side, Emily Cooper into the right corner. Lauren Dietz finds Destiny Boffman cutting to the bucket. No, blocked on the way up. Long hands in there for Prentice. Rebound to Haakonen.
Oh, we've had some shots that have been contested, and we just haven't put it in the hoop yet.
Haakonen, the freshman left wing against Destiny Boffman. Work around the perimeter right side. Ball fake, Leah Toombs. Drops off for Hartman. Hartman back to Toombs on the right wing. Feeds it all the way across the lane. Haakonen turns, goes high off the glass. No, battle for the rebound. Emily Cooper wins that battle. Cooper looking ahead, spots Lauren Dietz, unloads a pass. Dietz going left to right. Hoop and hard for the senior. Counted in a foul.
Lauren did a great job bringing that one back across the hoop and draw the foul.
21 for Lauren Dietz. 30 is the lead for McDonald with 15-11 to go here in the second half. Substitutions coming in for Prentice. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or apply online right now, masoncompaniesinc.com. The N1 doesn't go through, but an offensive rebound, Abby Petrovic to Emily Cooper right of the circle. Cooper back to Lauren Dietz. In front of her own bench, swings around to Marley Hughes. Finds Destiny Boffman, left corner. Back to Marley on the wing. Marley at the foul line, kick out Emily Cooper. Deep three right in front of her own bench. Ooh. Pops in and out, offensive rebound, Destiny Boffman. Kick out Marley Hughes for three, left side. That one clanks off the rim. This side of the gym not being quite as kind to McDonald's. The other, Emily Cooper intercepts a pass down the lane for two. Cooper just watched that one like a hawk. 17 for Cooper, 50-18 McDonald. Pass floated into the right corner, then fed into the paint. Shot comes up a little bit short for Haakonen. Gets her own rebound, misses again, and Boffman clears the rebound to Marley Hughes. Another push ahead by Marley. Marley finds Dietz. Dietz can't get it to fall from the left side, and now a whistle and a foul against McDonald. Abby Petrovic. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 32-point lead for McDonald, 14-15 to go in the second half of this WIAA regional quarterfinal game. Long two clanks off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Dietz. Emily Cooper races across the timeline. Cooper back to Lauren Dietz. Open. Look at a three left side. That one off the mark. Knocked out of bounds. We'll go back to the Prentice Buccaneers. Assuming McDonald holds on to this lead, we'll have them again for you Friday night. Either again on Max TV or on 103.1 FM and Wogo.com, pending the outcome of Chi High Hockey tonight. Emily Cooper again steps in front of a pass, all alone down the lane. Layup good for Emily. You have her 19 tonight.
She just does a nice job. She can read the basketball. Wherever it's going, she's going to pick it off.
Left corner, cross-court skip. Caroms off a couple players' hands. Marley Hughes again gets in a passing lane. Drops off left block. Prentice Buccaneers, a pull-up. Comes up well short. Rebound, Abby Petronovich. Abby drops it off to Emily Cooper. Cooper wants to run. Emily Cooper, the sophomore, right down the middle of the lane. Show and go layup. No with the left hand. Abby Petronovich, valiant effort, but can't quite get it to fall. Substitutions coming in. Three for Prentice. Emma Stelter and Aubrey Dorn. And for Abby Petronovich and Destiny Boffin for Coach Cooper. 13:06 to play second half, 52-18 McDonald. Inbounds to Christy Hartman, the senior. This Prentice squad. Hartman a feed at the high post. Working into the left corner. Decent look at a three and reining it in for Prentice. His number 11, Leah Toombs. Her first basket here tonight. The first hit from downtown. For the Prentice Buccaneers, 52-21 McDonald. Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Hughes. Rotates left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper, Lauren Dietz, left corner. Drops down, left block extended. Kick back out. From Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, short corner feed. Marley Hughes up top. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper online. 4-3. That one just a bit short. Fighting for the rebound is Lauren Dietz, and I believe we'll see an over-the-back call on Prentice as Toombs, the loose ball foul. That's the first on Leah Toombs.
It's a great box out by Lauren.
Marley Hughes into Emily, to Emma Stelter, rather. Stelter. Work back around the perimeter. I thought Emma may have had a layup there. She twisted back the other way. And
she was kind of looking at that, too.
See if they try that inbounds play again next opportunity. Cooper to Lauren Dietz, left wing. In the corner, long cross-court skip Marley Hughes with 11:49 to play, 52-21 McDonald. Dorn back to Hughes, Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper crosses over, pulls up at the left elbow, lost it off a sneaker of someone for Prentice. Hakenin, Burkaw rather, at the rebound. Now Burkaw loses it right back to Cooper, dives on the deck to get it, and a timeout taken by Prentice.
Seconds.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. Max Basketball on Max TV. You're on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the second half here on WOGO Sports. As that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, live on Max TV tonight. New entrant into the game is Abigail Schutz, the freshman, number 51, for head coach Chris Johnson. Also number 41, Lydia Harding, back into the game, the sophomore. Right side is Burkaw. Hakenin drops it into the paint. High off the glass. The miss down low by Lydia Harding. Donna will come the other way.
Great rebound there by Emma Stelter.
Stelter has it at the right elbow. Into a double, almost a triple team. Sydney Flanagan left wing. Aubrey Dorn holding, using that length. Finds Destiny Boffin in the paint. Back out to Sydney Flanagan. She hit a three in the first half. Marley Hughes in the right corner. Flanagan left of the circle. Rotates down to Aubrey Dorn, left corner. Pass tipped. Flanagan retrieves. 10:39 and counting in this regional quarterfinal from McDonald. Right corner, Destiny Boffin. Boffin floats it down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn's in good position, working underneath the hoop. Kick out Sydney Flanagan. Open look, corner three. Splashed it. The senior, 2 for 2 tonight.
I was going to say, we haven't hit one yet. Sydney might as well try it.
Flanagan now with 6, 55-21 McDonald. Cross-court skip for Prentice. Shot blocked by Destiny Boffin. Emma Stelter cleans up the loose ball. Under 10 to go in the game. Sydney Flanagan left wing directing some traffic to Aubrey Dorn left corner. The sophomore holding over her head. Jab step back out to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan leaves it for Marley Hughes. Floats it down into the corner. Destiny Boffin just outside the paint. Aubrey Dorn runs one up hard and gets fouled. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. This Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Aubrey Dorn looking for her first points tonight. McDonald leading 55-21. First free throw perfect for Aubrey Dorn, 62% foul shooter. Lakeland University's award-winning competitive and cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more about co-op at lakeland.edu. That's cooperative education program at lakeland.edu. Second free throw, a little bit short. Amber Adams made a dive for that rebound. Couldn't pull it in. Pass goes awry and out of bounds. Another turnover for Prentice. Emily Cooper's going to check back in here. Will come in for Marley Hughes. So on the floor for McDonald, Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, Sydney Flanagan, Destiny Boffman, and Amber Adams. 56-21 the score. 35 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half in this regional quarterfinal. Destiny Boffman straddling the arc left corner out to Sydney Flanagan. Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper holding. Drops down to Amber Adams, finds Destiny Boffin, rotates out Sydney Flanagan for her third three tonight. That went off the mark. Rebound saved in to Aubrey Dorn from Emily Cooper. Up and in for two, Aubrey Dorn. Off the athletic play by the sophomore Cooper.
Yes, that's just court smarts there.
58-21, McDonald. Right elbow. Prentice Gillette, Aubrey Dorn trying to tie her up, then just knocks it away, and the steal ends up in the arms of Emily Cooper. Emily across the logo, push ahead to Dorn. Dorn spinning into the paint, flips one up with the right hand. No, pulled down by Prentice. Emily Cooper again. Just no one wants to be guarded by Emily Cooper tonight. She's running from player to player. Up top against Destiny Boffman is Toombs. Toombs holding. Leaves it for Carissa Harding. Harding lost out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald's. Emily Cooper, Abby Petronovich in. Timeout taken,
full
though.
Timeout.
Full timeout. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Max rolling on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
We welcome you back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Live on Max TV. Appreciate that partnership so much all throughout the year. Oh. Emily Cooper, another pickpocket. And Cooper down the left side of the lane, out of the timeout, scores. She has 21, tied for a game high with Lauren Deeds. 60-21, McDonald. So both Deeds and Cooper have equaled the entire scoring output of the Prentice Buccaneers. Pass knocked away underneath the hoop, and they're going to say last touch by Prentice.
Yeah. She walked around Abby and fell down. Abby didn't foul her. She just fell down. She was out of bounds when she touched the ball.
We're under 8 minutes to play here in the second half. Aubrey Dorn to Amber Adams. Adams has her shot blocked on the way up. I think Gillette got a piece of that. Loose ball near midcourt. Destiny Boffin falling across half court. Saves it back into Dorn. Good composure there by both Dorn and Boffman. Amber Adams out to Emily Cooper. Cooper gets it back from Aubrey Dorn, working off a little slip screen from Dorn, back out to Destiny Boffman on the right wing. Holding on her hip, drops off for Dorn. Dorn looks at the post, pass fake. Emily Cooper from Boffman. 7.5 minutes to go. Destiny Boffman doesn't pull the trigger on a three right side. McDonald being very patient now, leading by 39. Amber Adams, a run to the hoop, comes up short with the right hand. Oh. And a foul underneath with 33. Gillette, rather.
Where are we going to put that foul at?
Gorski, excuse me. Gorski's the one who was fouled. And Lauren Deeds comes in. Amber Adams with that foul. That's her first. Team second. Cooper out, Amber Adams out, Aubrey Dorn out, Dietz back in, Lanise Boffman back in, and Abby Petronovich, Destiny Boffman on the floor with Marley Hughes as well. 60-21, McDonald, 7-10 and counting. Right corner feed for Prentice. Hartman gets it back on the right wing. Bounce pass left side, that's Toombs. Toombs doubled by Marley Hughes and Destiny Boffman. Hartman up top. Hartman, the senior, bounce back to Toombs' left wing. Tipped pass, and Destiny Boffman knocks it back to Toombs. Incidentally, Toombs throws a fiery dart into the left corner. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO, cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Marley Hughes, right corner to Destiny Boffman up top. Lauren Dietz, 6.5 to go, 60-21 McDonald. Firmly in command here in the regional quarterfinal. Denise Boffman has a pass just out of the reach of Abby Petronovich.
Yeah, she's trying to feed it into her there.
Inbounds to Hartman. Hartman's played a lot of minutes this game. Senior point guard. Bounce left wing. Find Toombs in the left corner. Haken in, long two. Somebody got a piece of that, and underneath the hoop. Lanise Boffman, long push ahead to Marley Hughes, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Hartman of the Buccaneers. Well, Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. And don't forget those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown. And served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. Two for Lauren Dietz from 16 feet along the left baseline. She retakes the game high with 23. 62-21, McDonald leads by 41. Hartman, right wing, trying to dribble out of traffic, sneaking a bounce pass through a maze of white jerseys, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Macs. Cindy Flanagan in for Marley Hughes. 5:42 remaining. Four across the foul line as Hakenin will inbound, throws to Hartman, and that's going to get away from her for a backcourt violation. It was going out of bounds anyway.
Yep.
Callie Goulet came in for McDonald. So Goulet, Lanise Boffman, Lauren Dietz, Cindy Flanagan, and Abby Petronovich on the floor for McDonald. Substitution as well for Prentice. They will send in Leah Niels, the 5'3" sophomore. Clock starts again. Ellie Goulet, right wing. Goulet from Lauren Dietz. We should note we're, I believe, in Mercy Rule territory now with the running clock. Lauren Dietz down the lane. Beautiful jump step between two defenders. Up and in with the right hand. Lauren Dietz, 25 points. 64-21, the Lady Macs. Prentice right wing with Hartman. Hartman driving baseline, lost it, and Sydney Flanagan cleans it up. Then she's tied up underneath.
For a jump ball.
Three subs coming in for Prentice. Dietz out, Petronovich out. Destiny Boffman back in, along with Emma Stelter. Callie Goulet, Lanice Boffman, and Destiny Boffman, both sisters on the floor. Cindy Flanagan, too. That's your five on the floor for McDonald. And in a running clock. Pass floated in to Burkaw, right corner. She'll try a three, too long. Offensive rebound by Hakenin. Right side. Long three, that one back rim. No, another offensive board stolen away by Lanice Boffman, preventing another shot attempt that time for Prentice. Boffman up top, Sydney Flanagan, 64-21 McDonald. Destiny Boffman spots up for three, splashes it home.
She just wanted to get a shot off, and I think Coach Cooper's going to do a big substitution here.
We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Let's get building together in the Riverbell neighborhood. Your perfect home awaits. ashleyconstruction.co.
Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside Chippewa Falls, McDonald Central High School. It's been all McDonald, 67-21 here in this regional quarterfinal. The number one seed Lady Macs against the number 16 seeded Prentice Buccaneers.
Maddie Geisler's in the game.
Number five, the sophomore Geisler.
And
Maddie will use
up
one of her fouls. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop, the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Inbounds into the right corner. That's Layla Hakeman. Quick flip up from just outside the lane. Lydia Harding, number 41, with her first basket. 67-23 McDonald. More substitutions coming up very shortly for both sides. Four coming in for Prentice, three for McDonald. Callie Goulet across the foul line to Lanice Boffman. Boffman down the lane, runner just off the mark. Lanice fighting for a loose ball along the baseline. She goes to the deck for it. Tie up. Possession will stay with McDonald. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Geisler will inbound. We'll get you caught up on everyone who just came into the game. Kylie Jensen, Isabel Hartman out there.
Katie Ruff.
Katie Ruff as well.
Yep.
Maddie Geisler, right wing. His older sister Anna graduated last year. 2.5 minutes to go. 67-23 McDonald. Maddie Geisler spots up for three, back rim. Offensive rebound for McDonald. Tie up Jensen, and possession will go back to Prentice with 2:25 to play. As the Lady Macs lead comfortably. Across the timeline. Hartman. Left side for Maddie Geisler, and Geisler fighting for it on the floor, and
nice.
Comes up with the steal. Looks like it could have been another tie-up. Maddie Geisler will create some chaos for McDonald. Jensen back to Geisler, right wing, pumps. Callie Goulet just inside the arc. Jensen back to Geisler with 1:45 to play. McDonald 3 points away from hitting 70 tonight. Jensen drops down to Goulet, left baseline, out to Maddie Geisler. For Kylie Jensen, left wing. Jensen spots up for three. Off the glass, off the mark. Rough offensive rebound. Saves it back inbounds. Now Jensen down the lane, drops off a bounce pass, last touch by McDonald and out of bounds. And we're in a running clock here, minute 20 and counting. Some of the reserves for McDonald. Trying to make their mark on this game. Update Wogo on the radio, 103.1 FM and Wogo.com. Chi High trailing Superior 3-1. Officials timeout.
He's just going to let him sub in.
58 seconds left, another sub coming in. And Ryan Gorski, the senior, gets a hug from her coach, Chris Johnson. She plays her last Action Apprentice uniform.
The ref doing a nice job out there. I can't remember that young man's name. I know him. But stopping the clock and allowing subs to come in.
See these seniors honored.
Yep.
Christy Hartman, the last one to exit. For Apprentice, and now Leah Toombs coming out as well, getting a hand, a hug. And well done by the officiating crew. As the unfortunate part of playoffs is one team season has to end, and for those seniors, it's their high school career coming to an end. Classy move by our officials here tonight. 67-23, McDonald. Pass down into the paint. That's Gillette. Gillette comes up short, gets her own rebound, blocked underneath. Another putback attempt off the glass and good.
That was
for Prentice.
You can see there. Yep, 15.
And that's Carissa Harding, the junior, her first basket. 67-25, McDonald. Hartman out to Kylie Jensen, rotates to Maddie Geisler, passes up the three.
Maddie really wants to launch one.
Geisler up top with 23 seconds to play. 67-25, McDonald. Stay with us here on Max TV for our full Wogo post-game show. The post-glass and mirror post-game show. Pass thrown away and stolen by Callie Haken in the freshman. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. Give you your second half of highlights. All of that live here on Max TV. Up from 16 feet. No offensive rebound. No. Yes. And a buzzer-beating shot by Brooke Gillette. Count it. Gillette with four. And 67-27, your final score. Lady Max move on. Your final in the WIAA Division 5 Regional Quarterfinal. The McDonald Lady Max 67, the Prentice Buccaneers 27. We're going to step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.